We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And good Monday morning. Good to be back with you on the broadcast. Hope most of you had a wonderful time, an extended Thanksgiving weekend, and we're back at it today. And I want to ease into it. And in doing so, so many things that I would put in the category of being praiseworthy that we will delve into here at the beginning. I'm also going to talk about an interesting day that I had yesterday. You ever have those days where, you know, I always think of that phrase, the best laid plans, right? I thought of that yesterday with a little bit of an aborted trip that I had planned last minute, and it bombed out, but it worked out. And I'll tell you what happened a little bit later on, because I have to tell you, in terms of disappointments, it was one of the most disappointing things for me yesterday. I'll just tell you as a preview, I was looking to escape the cold and the rain yesterday just for a few hours, and I had everything set. It was a perfect plan, but I forgot one thing. But it all worked out, and I'll talk about that a little bit later on. I want to start here, and I thought this was really cool, because this to me is an example of what I refer to all the time as life integration. By that I mean, I'm a person who, especially when you're thinking about things like the political messages, even spiritual messages, a lot of times they come across so abrupt. You know, for instance, you're out in the street and somebody comes up, hey, why don't you come and support so-and-so and let me give you this person's card and vote November whatever date. That's abrupt. What really is great is when you have a situation where wonderful messages can be communicated organically during the course of life itself. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Organically. So it's not forced. It's not thrown into the conversation. It's not an abrupt thing. It just fits. Case in point, this is a most unlikely place. A most unlikely place. When you're watching a game, a football game of all things, and there's a natural opportunity to bring in a pretty powerful message. Here is what happened during a game, and you'll hear Fox Sports announcer Gus Johnson very, very naturally go from talking about a play into a little background on the key player. Listen up.
What does this kid not do? He's churning the clock out in between the tackles, and then bam, lightning on the outside, the explosiveness to go down and then up and over the top to put that ball over the goal line for a touchdown. What a day for J.K. Dobbins. Absolute dominant performance from Dobbins and this offensive line.
J.K. Dobbins' mom, Maya, became pregnant when she was 18 years old. She went to the doctor because she was thinking about aborting the baby, but changed her mind. That baby turned out to be that young man, J.K. Dobbins, who she calls her miracle baby.
Isn't that awesome? Very naturally communicated. This was not a hard sell political message about abortion. But what you see is a living example of choice out on the field. And then you ask the question, what if this kid was not here? What if he was aborted? And some of you may be quick to dismiss, oh, come on, it's just a football game. You just never know the impact. You know, and this reminds me of one of my favorite movies to watch around Christmas time. It's a Wonderful Life. What's the theme of that movie? The theme of that movie is communicating the idea of a life where one person makes a huge difference. What if that person wasn't there? That could be a key person. I will give you a little bit of a hint about what I will share a little bit later on about what happened yesterday, because I had one of those conversations yesterday. I wasn't expecting it. By the way, no, I didn't jump into a freezing lake. That was not part of the story. But I thought this was absolutely positively cool. To the broader point, by the way, here's some great news reported just a few days ago. The number of abortions in the United States, along with the abortion rate, has continued a downward trend, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Overall, good news for pro-lifers, seeing their efforts to stop abortion reflected in these numbers. According to Dr. Michael New, one of the foremost researchers on abortion stats in the U.S., New, currently a visiting professor of political science and social research at Catholic University of America, as well as an associate scholar at the Charlotte Dozier Institute and fellow at the Witherspoon Institute. Both the number of abortions and the abortion rate fell by approximately 2% since 2015. Now, would we love to see this gone altogether? Absolutely. But don't you think it's praiseworthy? Even a decline, 2%, I'll take it. Lives preserved. The decline widespread. 33 of the 46 states reported abortion data by state of occurrence saw their abortion numbers fall. The U.S. abortion rate has fallen by 25% since 2007. The U.S. abortion rate fallen by approximately 50% since 1980. And here's the key thing. This professor is adding, this shows that efforts by pro-lifers to change hearts and minds, this is an important part of the process, enact protective laws and assist women through pregnancy help centers, they've all been effective. It's all of the above. All of the above. And for this, very, very thankful. Let's go out to a call from Milt in the Indian Trail. Got about a minute, Milt.
Hey, Vince. Love your show. Just want to compliment you on bringing up the situation in the football game. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was beautifully handled. And as he was talking, I'm going, wow. Yeah. So anyway, just wanted to let you know that's beautiful, and I'm really glad you brought it up this morning.
Hey, awesome. And thank you very much. Good to hear from you. Milt out of Indian Trail this morning. Isn't it great just to be encouraged by some good news, some positive things and encouraging things? And I have to tell you, wait, there's more. And we'll share it as we continue the broadcast on this Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
back to the Vince Coakley radio program. Let's go out to Jonathan in Charlotte. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hey, brother. How you doing?
Doing well, sir.
You know, listening to your story about the football player reminded me of a life experience I was blessed with. And if you got a couple minutes, I'd love to share it with you.
Go for it.
Okay, so to set the stage properly, you need to know that I'm the eldest of six. My father was 6'4", 280, but a quiet man. He rarely spoke. When he did speak, he would speak in riddles, which made for a very confusing childhood. One of his most popular sayings was, if I had some meat, I'd have a sandwich. If I had some bread. Live your life by the word if. You will always have an empty plate. Now, he would throw this out at me time and time again. Anytime I'd say, you know, we could have won if, or that would have worked if. Anytime I used if, I got that saying. So it drove me nuts more than anything. Fast forward 20 years, I'm coming back from Desert Storm. My dad picked me up. We're driving home. The front driver's side tire goes flat, so we get out to change it. He passes me the hubcap. I'm holding it there. He drops the first lug nut into that hubcap, and it's like a gong went off. The time stopped. The clouds parted. Light came down. If I had some meat, I'd have a sandwich. If I had some bread. He's talking about living in the past. He's talking about being obsessed with things you can't control. What he means is if you don't learn from the past and move forward, you will never have anything to show for it. You will always have an empty plate. And as I stood there in sheer wonder of my own epiphany, my dad starts to laugh. And, you know, suddenly the clouds close back up, the lights dims down, I come back to reality, and my father just chuckles, and I look at him, and I'm like, what? He goes, isn't that amazing? And I'm like, what are you talking about, Pop? He goes, isn't it amazing the older you get, the smarter I get?
Isn't that the
that
truth?
That guy was always on tune. But the message he spent 20 years trying to get into my thick skull was, stop living in the past. Learn from your mistakes. Move forward. Otherwise, you'll have nothing to show for life.
Yep. That's really good. That is awesome, and very well communicated there, Jonathan. Thanks very much for your call and sharing the story and wisdom. And boy, do we hope that's true. Those of us who are fathers, we certainly hope that is the experience that occurs along the way. I told you there are a couple of other stories we'll share along the way. By the way, the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, if you'd like to call, 800-928-1110. 800-928-1110, Common Sense Retirement Planning, text line 71307. A couple of other really cool stories. And this is one of those stories that just continues to unfold. This is a tradition that's been going on for 4 years. An Arizona grandmother and a teenager. How did this happen? Wanda Dench, who is now 62, thought she was texting her grandson about Thanksgiving dinner plans. She accidentally was texting 20-year-old Jamal Hinton instead. The wrong messages went viral on social media. Well, guess what? They decided to meet anyway and had so much fun that they've been doing Thanksgiving now for 4 years. 4 years. And what's really cool about this story is this circle has gotten wider as Jamal Hinton now has a girlfriend who he has brought into the picture. And what you have now is a huge, huge gathering of people who are really fond of each other. I thought this was pretty cool. And we have this. How many times do we in our society see relational breakups that are just very, very ugly? Husbands, wives, ending their lives together, destroying families, and in the process, just creating a bunch of chaos, anger, bitterness. Obviously, the experts advise collaboration between parents. Even if they can't live together and be married and they go different directions, they got to work together. Well, let's bring in Dan Pyatt and Kelly Hope. They've been divorced 5 years. But boy, Kelly gave quite a demonstration of love. She found out her ex, Dan, needed a kidney transplant to stay alive. And what does she do? Decided to offer herself as a donor. At Guy's Hospital in London, the doctors could not believe what they were hearing. Never before had they seen anyone offer to donate a kidney to their ex-spouse. The two have two daughters, 11 and 16. Kelly said she was willing to donate one of her kidneys for their sake. For their sake. Even though we weren't together anymore, I wasn't prepared to let my children be without a father. Wow. The hospital searched for a kidney for Dan for 12 months, could not find a compatible donor. Kelly went through the necessary tests, and she discovered their blood types were actually incompatible. However, there was still some hope. They still determined she could be a successful donor. So Dan and Kelly underwent their respective operations. The surgery is a success, both currently in good health. Both in good health. Kelly went on to explain, "We might not be married now, but we're still very much a family. And I had to make that sacrifice to keep our family together." Wow. Kelly and Dan, by the way, they've been friends since they were 11 years old. Started dating at 18, married at 31, despite their breakup. Still friends today. Kelly had been aware of Dan's medical condition for a long time, but shortly after they were married, he was diagnosed with an incurable kidney disease. The doctor warned he would need a transplant within 10 years to save his life. Over the years, they drifted apart. Work schedules, personal priorities. And it was just ultimately unhealthy for all of them, including the children. So they decided to separate. The kidney transplant, it strengthened their bond. They continue to believe the most important thing for them is the happiness and stability of their daughters. And what did they do? In that light, they celebrated the success of Dan's transplant by taking a family vacation with their daughters for Christmas. Everyone says to us, surely you'll get back together now, but it's brought us closer in a different way. Whether or not they get back together, Kelly has given abundantly clear signs of her love for Dan. It was truly a selfless act to put your own life on the line to save someone else. This is what Dan said. Kelly will always be my hero. And Charles, you smart aleck. And she didn't do it for alimony. That's good. Clever touch there. I thought you'd enjoy that heartwarming story.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program on this Monday. Wrestling through what I want to go into next, because there's a couple of kind of heavy things that I wanted to address. Coming up a little bit later on, we will talk about yesterday's Carolina Panthers game. I hope that does not scare you away. I don't know what else to say. It's... I just don't know at this point. It's hard to tell. Nonetheless, I guess one of the areas where I'm going to go next is to talk about this Chick-fil-A story, which has been evolving quite a bit in recent days. As you know, Chick-fil-A made a decision to withdraw contributions to a couple of Christian organizations. Now, on the surface, I think many of us kind of took the approach, okay, this is their money. They can do whatever they want with their money. They've just decided not to continue contributing to these organizations. It may not be that bad, but it is apparently worse than we thought. There's a great piece in the Washington Times on this subject that appeared over the weekend. It's written by Rebecca Haglund. And let me say this at the outset, lest anybody misunderstand. I am not piling on Chick-fil-A. I will continue to go to Chick-fil-A. And for one, the food is good. By the way, I tried Popeyes last week. I was not impressed. Didn't do a darn thing for me. In fact, I was posting on social media because I was at the drive-thru, and first off, the drive-thru was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. And I remember posting, they need to take lessons from Chick-fil-A. It took me about 15, 20 minutes, and by the time I got through that line and had that sandwich, I thought, oh my goodness, for this? You know, I could have made a better chicken sandwich, and that's really saying something. For a person who could probably screw up boiling water. I'm just kidding. I'm actually a pretty good cook. Here's the actual title of this article, Chick-fil-A Needs Saving in a Battle It's Losing from Within. And this is so symptomatic of so many things. The battle is not outside, it's inward. Here's what Ms. Haglund writes. Several years ago, driving by Chick-fil-A, a question on its marquee was so striking, I turned around, drove back, and took a picture. It said, the battle is coming. What side are you on? Every loyal Chick-fil-A patron knew what that question meant. We stood with Chick-fil-A and the Caffey family back in 2012 when they were viciously attacked by anti-American efforts designed to shut down their business because S. Truett Cathy dared to stand boldly for timeless Judeo-Christian principles. People of faith, as well as Americans who had never ventured into the culture war but loved Chick-fil-A chicken and knew coercion when they saw it, poured into Chick-fil-A restaurants. The crowds overflowed onto the sidewalks. Lines snaked around the eateries in a massive show of solidarity for the company. A very close bond cemented between the customers and the business. Families fell in love with a modern American hero. That was Chick-fil-A. Moms and dads of faith have long pointed their children to Chick-fil-A with hearts full of gratitude for their adherence to a faith that causes them to close each week in honor of the Sabbath. Even people who don't go to church admire the business for the practice. It is unusual, to say the least, when the fight to the top is often marked by greed. Mr. Cathy and Chick-fil-A became symbols of courage at a time in America when foundational principles are increasingly under attack by leftists. When Mr. Cathy refused to buckle to political correctness and instead continue to boldly but lovingly promote the timeless principles of faith, freedom, and family, Americans rallied to his cause. Mr. Cathy knew he was on the cusp of the growing culture war over basic American tenets, and he ran his company not only as a victor, but in a manner that taught others how to take a stand and win, always placing principles and people first. He proved you can succeed when you provide a great product that people want in a manner that honors God. When the news recently broke Chick-fil-A has decided the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes are no longer worthy to receive Chick-fil-A's funding specifically for espousing the values Chick-fil-A itself once famously and successfully defended, the nation was shocked. As the disturbing facts have continued to unfold, it's becoming painfully evident the company is in the midst of collapsing from within. What the enemies of Chick-fil-A and freedom could not do, Chick-fil-A is rapidly doing to itself. This is the part some of you don't know about. I just discovered this recently. IRS records show Chick-fil-A started abandoning S. Truett Cathy's principles several years ago as it began funding, quietly, LGBTQ and abortion activists along with the radical, hateful, and divisive Southern Poverty Law Center. That's an awful organization, by the way. Chick-fil-A's ceasing to fund the Salvation Army is just the final step in declaring which side of the culture war Chick-fil-A is now leaning. As Salvation Army bells ring this Christmas season in a mighty chorus across the nation, on behalf of feeding and assisting the needy, every toll of every bell will cause people to ponder the current sad state of Chick-fil-A. When driving by one of their restaurants over the years, I'd often whisper a prayer of thanks for the bold example of Christian faith S. Truett Cathy and later his son Dan Cathy displayed before the world in a time when Christian businessmen and women are routinely attacked and sued for simply living out their faith. The Cathy family had inspired millions with their courage and humility. Now we feel abandoned and hurt. President Ronald Reagan taught us personnel is policy. Today, my earnest prayer is that Dan Cathy will see his way clear to rooting out employees within the company who are destroying its Christian legacy and all that his father worked so hard to build. Since the problem has obviously been festering below the surface for several years, it won't be easy. But Dan Cathy can count on his loyal base to again rally to his side if he chooses to do the right thing. It's not a question of supplying a great product, because everyone knows Chick-fil-A chicken is delicious. But it's never been just about the chicken for Chick-fil-A's most fervent fans. The only question now is one for Dan Cathy. The battle is coming. What side are you on? This is well written. No hate here. No nasty criticism. Just a heartfelt expression of concern. What's happening to this company? How can you contribute to LGBTQ and abortion activists as well as the Southern Poverty Law Center, which even secularists have come to see is a very divisive, hateful, and destructive organization and dishonest? What's going on? One of the things, and I think this is in Philippians, there's a verse where it talks about Paul is praying for the Philippians and praying that their love would increase. And you know what happens when people's love increases? Their discernment increases. See, I think a lot of people, they try to separate love and discernment. And it's under the guise of let's not judge. I got news for you. As love increases, you become more discerning. Those things work together. And that's my prayer for the folks at Chick-fil-A or anywhere else. And frankly, it's a prayer for myself. Because it's very important that we all remain discerning. We'll talk about the Panthers coming up. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, and let's take a quick call here from Dean. Got about a minute here, Dean. Take it away.
Okay. Hey, I was watching that new Disney thing this weekend, and they have this, their big feature Christmas show is Noel, and I thought I was going to really enjoy it, and with all the kids and everything like that. And what it was like is, was like a two-hour propaganda video on why Santa Claus should be a woman and how much better she is a woman than a guy.
Oh, my goodness.
And I wonder if, you know, I mean, you know, talk about, you know, Christian values and all that. I mean, can you imagine a woman as Santa Claus?
How dare they do such a dastardly thing?
Well,
is nothing sacred anymore?
You have to have 100 guys to lift them for her first, you know? And I thought, you know, Disney, I don't know. I always thought they were middle of the road.
Well, they've shifted quite a bit in recent years, Dean. We appreciate your call out of Fort Mill this morning. Yeah, everything is political. I think we're starting to figure that out now, aren't we? Except for football. You know, it's perfectly safe to watch football now. You don't have to worry about politics. Isn't that wonderful? And you just have to worry about winning. That's the only thing, especially if you're the Carolina Panthers. We have Chris McClain back with us. Mac Attack, WFNZ.
Vince, football's not wonderful right now. I don't know what this is you're speaking of.
It's not a pretty picture, is it? It's not a pretty picture. Any word to sum up yesterday?
Horrendous.
Okay.
Yeah, horrendous.
And you know, the thing about it is the score doesn't necessarily tell that story, does it?
Oh, no. The worst thing is, okay, you jump out 14-0 out of the gate against a team that is 2-9. and a team that already has an interim coach. They already fired their coach, by the way. This guy is just a placeholder, Bill Callahan. You talk about any team that had any reason to quit whatsoever. We got them down 14-0 out of the gate. And then to let that team off the mat and be so inept for the next 2.5 quarters where you allow them to outscore you 29-0. I got to be honest, Vince. I didn't think there was a team at any level above high school that the Redskins could outscore 29-0, all right, wow, for a period of two quarters. I mean, that team, that was the organization that everybody looks at and says, they are the biggest train wreck in the sport. And we allowed that group off the mat. They got confidence, and then they took it to us. And the way they beat the Panthers, just physically, hey, here we come, another run right up the gut. What you going to do about it? I mean, just punching us in the mouth in the running game. And then we've got a guy who came into the game as the best running back in the game. We can't get him going. Norv Turner also, for some reason, wants to come out with a pass-heavy game plan, wants to pass it 15 times out of 17 plays at one point in the second quarter when we have Christian McCaffrey as our running back and you have a backup quarterback and an offensive line that can't pass protect. I mean, it's just, I don't know, Vince, if you've noticed, I'm a little upset with the state of the Carolina Panthers. There's a lot of blame to go around, I guess.
Imagine that. just some of the quotes and the level of frustration among people. This one, where Brad saying, where can I put in my application for Panthers head coach? Sean, Ron Rivera, it's over, my dude. Jimmy, the Panthers, not named Christian, might want to contact a realtor.
Yeah, it's really, the list is shorter of the ones that you want to keep than the ones you want to get rid of. I mean, it is one of those where I do wonder, Vince, is it time? And I do agree with the texter about Ron Rivera. I don't know if I phrased it so eloquently as it's over, my dude. I don't know if I phrased it that way today on our show on FNZ. But it definitely feels like, hey, Ron did some great things here, but it's been 9 years. The last 4 years, this team is now 28-30 over that stretch. David Tepper says, hey, I won't stand for mediocrity. Well, he's got to prove it now because that's what this team's been for the last 4 years. Hell, yesterday, by the way, mediocre would have been a upgrade from where we were yesterday. Vince, you look at the last two home games they have played. You can argue that these are the two worst home losses in the Rivera era, and they're back-to-back fans. I'm sure you saw the crowd shots. Fans rolling out of there early. Some fans not even coming out. A lot of fans in Redskin gear of the ones that were there, too, local Redskin fans. Like, David Tepper's got to be looking at that as well. And I know Ron's got his press conference scheduled for 12:10 today, so it looks like he's going to survive this week. I honestly thought that loss was so bad yesterday, I really wondered if Ron was going to make it to coach another game.
So what do you do the rest of the season? What does it look like?
It's weird because I feel like the organization should be at a point where David Tepper should want to. Like, for example, Will Greer, Charlotte kid, right, that was drafted in the third round. I feel like at some point here, it's probably a good idea to see if he can play. You know, and what do you have in Will Greer? We've seen Kyle Allen. We've seen the inconsistencies with him. But with Will Greer, I think, what do we have going forward next year as they try to make a decision on quarterback moving forward? But yet Ron Rivera probably feels like, hey, I'm still coaching to prove something, try to get hot, win a few games, and save my job. So it just feels like what's best for the organization doesn't even jibe with what's best for Coach Rivera and the staff right now either to be experimenting with Will Greer. So that's one of the things about this situation that's kind of weird, you know. But after that performance yesterday, if David Tepper said he couldn't sleep after the Falcons game, and then the very next home game is one that in a lot of ways was the same or, you know, worse in some ways, then you like, what was his night like last night?
Exactly.
And he cannot just sit here and not make changes. And I think Marty Herney also is a guy you got to wonder as well, does David Tepper want to bring in his own guy to run the entire football operation and help him hire the next coach? So I think, you know, there's a lot of folks over there that are walking on eggshells, I'm sure, today.
Well, speaking of nightmares, we've got about a minute left here. Greg Olsen, how is he?
He's in the concussion protocol, and I'm sure anybody that saw that hit saw him literally
goodness.
Get knocked out.
I mean, that was ugly.
He literally was out there. That was scary, man, and that's the savage part of this game. I love the game, and I know a lot of your listeners, you know, some can take or leave football, some love it too, but I love the game, man. It's a big part of what I do for a living, you know, talking football and sports over there on FNZ. But, man, those things, there's a reason why the guy got kicked out of the game. They're trying their best to get stuff like that out. I honestly thought there was a punt play earlier in the game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.